Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real. Wood smoke, real. And you could tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour this Monday. It's been spirited. Not sure if we're on the cusp of some breaking news that has to do with the LIV Tour. And maybe, according to speculation, only speculation, Cameron Smith might be the latest to join the LIV Tour, fresh from winning the Open Championship in dramatic fashion at the Old Course at St. Andrews. Also, Henrik Stenson, who was the European Ryder Cup captain, is reportedly going to join the LIV Tour, and there could be a couple other marquee names. Once again, it's all speculation, but it feels like there are some media reports out of Europe, out of Ireland right now, and Scotland, that has some marquee players joining the LIV Tour. Some marquee names there. Biggest names in track and field, the World Track and Field Championships, Saturday and 2 Eastern and 9 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. So where Steph Curry is going to host the ESPYs coming up on Wednesday night. And, you know, when you get to that point hosting the ESPYs, Peyton Manning has done it. Danica Patrick did it. John Cena did it. LeBron James did it. Lance Armstrong in 2006 did it. Then you had Russell Wilson, Sue Bird, and Megan Rapinoe. Who did that? Sue Bird and her girlfriend, Megan Rapinoe. That was in 2020. But now it's Steph Curry. There was an article that came out. Has Steph Curry surpassed Joe Montana as the athlete in the Bay Area of all time? And before you say, well, Steph can't surpass Joe Montana. It's like, yeah, he can. Why not? Steph changed the game. I guess you could say that the West Coast offense with Joe Montana and Bill Walsh changed the game. Joe won 4 Super Bowls, never lost one. Steph has 4 NBA championships. I don't know how many times Joe was MVP. Steph's got, what, 2 of those? And I think Joe has one, but, you know, they both had great running mates. Joe had Jerry Rice. Joe didn't have Jerry Rice for all four of his Super Bowls. I think he had Jerry for two of those. So that'd be like Kevin Durant being there with Steph Curry for two of those. Then he won two without Kevin Durant. It's not far-fetched at all that Steph Curry has surpassed Joe Montana as the greatest sports name in the Bay Area. Yeah, Paulie.
Montana, four-time Super Bowl champ, three-time Super Bowl MVP, two-time NFL MVP, 89 and 90 back-to-back.
Okay.
He won Comeback Player of the Year when he went to the Chiefs.
Okay.
Is the Bay Area, I have never spent any real time out there, is it a football area, is it a basketball area, or is it nondescript for what they love?
I think it's always been football. But I go back as far as John Brody with the 49ers. But it feels like it's because they've had success when you had Joe Montana and you have Steve Young. John Brody was a very good quarterback. But basketball-wise, you had Rick Barry. They won a championship in, what, like 74? Wilt was with the Philadelphia Warriors. Then he went to the Lakers. But basketball-wise, do you have him 1 year in San Francisco, Paulie?
Yeah, I got to double-check this. You know better than me with Wilt, but I have him his first three seasons Philadelphia Warriors, then 2.5 seasons with the San Francisco Warriors, and he was prime, 26, 27 years old.
Okay.
I don't know how well they did, though.
Yeah. Yeah, it feels like it's always been a football city. Now that's changed, I guess, with, you know, what's happened with Golden State. At least, I don't know. I'd have to have somebody out there who would speak on behalf of being a resident there. Yeah, Marv.
In the past 20 years, baseball, maybe with the Oakland A's, and a bunch of the guys that are from Oakland that have made Major League Baseball?
No, it'd be the Giants. The Giants, they had success with Bruce Bochy. But, man, you go back to Willie Mays and McCovey and Cepeda, Juan Marichal. Yeah, you know what? That's interesting. And somebody out there could speak on that topic certainly better than I could. I can just tell you from outside looking in, feels like it is basketball. Yeah, he went to a Super Bowl recently. Baseball, what, you have three World Series titles in 12 years?
Yep.
Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, Paul?
San Francisco may have the best sports uniforms by town. If you look at their baseball uniforms, the Giants are awesome. Those cream with the orange and the black. Mm-hmm. The A's are unbelievably great baseball uniforms. They may be the best. Warriors have cool unis, historically and now. Remember the old city uniforms with the Golden State Warriors? The Niners, I think everyone generally likes those.
Yeah.
For a town with the uniforms, they're first ballot.
Okay. All right. Bloop. Oh, you blooped yourself?
I was proud of that take.
Okay.
I'm the uniform guy.
All right. Now we're blooping ourselves.
Hey, you.
Yeah. Yes,
that's
Fritzy's
job.
Why do all the Pittsburgh teams have black and yellow? Has there ever been any established explanation why that would be? Penguins, Steelers, and the Pirates to all be black and yellow?
I don't know.
It seems strange to me.
I like that better.
Why don't you just Google, why do all the Pittsburgh teams have black and gold?
I think I did not too long ago. It wasn't a very good answer. It seemed very vague. It was like Google-ish.
Google-ish.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like, here's a theory, but no one really takes a firm stand on why that would be.
More phone calls coming up. Best and worst of the weekend. We will talk to Bryan Cranston, the great actor. I think he is making another appearance in Better Call Saul. Yes, Eden?
I'm seeing here it's because the colors of the city flag and city seal.
City seal?
Yeah. That's why Pittsburgh wears black and yellow, black and gold.
Aaron Paul and Bryan Cranston confirm which episode of Better Call Saul they will be in. Okay.
I guess this is some type of flashback scene.
Yeah, but I don't know if they're going to. Thank you.
No spoiler.
Yeah. Some type of flashback situation.
Yeah, I don't know. The finale of the Breaking Bad prequel has arrived, and the duo will add sentimental touch to Bob Odenkirk's farewell to the series. I just finished up season 6 of Better Call Saul. Did not, you know, when I first heard they were going to do a prequel, I went, oh, you can't top Breaking Bad. They didn't try to. It's complementing Breaking Bad. And the approach is different, but it's so well done. You got Vince Gilligan. I mean, and Bob Odenkirk is, you know, wonderful to watch. But, you know, it's not one of those that you go, oh, not as good as Breaking Bad. It's different with Breaking Bad. But Bryan Cranston will join us. He was in the celebrity softball event that took place on Saturday. You can see that coming up tonight. By the way, I saw that show, The Bear. I saw one episode of it.
Cooking show?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's probably more than a cooking show.
It's about a restaurant.
Yeah.
But
it's about all the personalities behind the scenes of a restaurant. And you find yourself where it's just a frenetic pace.
It's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. It filmed in Chicago, and it's about a guy who goes back to take over a restaurant. His brother committed suicide, so he's taking over the restaurant and all the debt that goes along with it, all the troubles that go along with it. And it's just like you watch and you forget sometimes to breathe because it's just a wild. I only watched the first episode, but it's a like Uncut Gems left me that way, the Sandler movie. And I was like, I got to breathe. And that this is about, it's less than 30 minutes. The first episode that I saw, I think most of the episodes are 30 minutes or less, but it's a guy who was in Shameless is the star of this.
Lip.
Yeah. The William H. Macy, Emily Rossum, I think, vehicle. My buddy, William H. Macy.
You guys really vibed.
No, we did not. We did not. That's where he had no idea who I was, and I asked a couple of good questions, and he goes, oh, look at you. And hey, you little whippersnapper, let me pat you on the head. You did a great job there asking these questions. Like, Billy, I know what I'm doing, okay? But, that didn't go well with William H. Macy. Yes, Todd?
If you saw the chaos and stress of what was going on back in the kitchen while you and your family ordered a particular meal for your particular table, would you enjoy that meal more or less, knowing that that's what went on to get your stuff ready for your table?
I don't know. I mean, I think it's a fair point. Like the it's just absurd how much movement is back there and the conversations. And really, there's anger, there's passion. I mean, there's so much going on. Yes, Seton.
Well, I have a very limited experience with it. The energy of a kitchen, or certainly the energy in that show, is very similar to my experiences in a TV control room.
Yes.
People just screaming at each other all the time and calling each other terrible names. And then being like, okay, all right, that was good. That was good. We did good.
They get done with the broadcast, and then everybody just leaves the control room, and it's like nothing happened in there.
Do you have any idea what you just said to me in there?
No, I don't.
Look, we're just trying to get a highlight on the air.
Where's that graphic? Why were you using that kind? When I said, stand by, B, not roll, B. Why are you rolling the video?
Yeah, no, don't stop it. Now we got to start the whole thing again.
Camera two. Take two. Take two. And you'll have, like, people of all ages. Usually your director is older and experienced and, you know, the wily veteran. Then you have somebody who's there doing the switching, and they're like, there's no crying. No crying in the control room. I guess the San Antonio Spurs might be involved in the Russell Westbrook Jr. the third sweepstakes, but they would be a third party here. I think, you know, if you're the Lakers, you're looking for any help you can. But maybe Russ and then Spurs won a first-round draft pick, and then what happens with Kyrie? Did you see where Russ... He fired his agent. Irreconcilable differences. I thought that only happened with couples. Like I've never heard somebody say, no, we're going to break up, me and my agent, irreconcilable differences. Is it you think you're this kind of player and your agent's probably saying, here's more closer to the reality? Yeah, Paul.
Did Russ go back to Atlanta for a 3-game set and found out he was lied to about his contract? How did it work out?
I didn't cry.
Okay.
He didn't cry. Jay in North Carolina. Hi, Jay. What's on your mind?
I was going to see how you felt about, do you think Russell Westbrook is less tradable now that he's split up with his agent and is seeming
I think it's a good. I think it's a good question, Jay. And thanks for the phone call. I don't know. I'd love to know what the reason was. If his agent said, "Here's the reality, Russ," and Russ probably still dealing with his reality, and probably said, "I don't want to hear what you think I'm worth, or not worth." Feels like you might be less likely to trade for him if you don't have that agent. I don't know who's going to step up and represent him, unless he's going to represent himself. Jason in California. Hi, Jason. What's on your mind?
Hi, Dan. Thanks for taking my call. Just a Bay Area native, so going back to what you were asking as far as first, second, third.
Yeah.
It's a football town. It's now a basketball town. It's always been a baseball town, too. And there's great teams with the Giants and A's. You know, don't forget about those teams in Mays and McCovey.
Yeah.
And Bonds are also popular figures as well.
All right. Well, thank you, Jason. Yeah, Paul.
If something is a town, it doesn't change. Like he said, it's a football town, but now it's a basketball town. That means that the Warriors and Steph Curry are just renting. You know, it's a football town that temporarily is controlled by basketball. It's like the Chicago is a Chicago Bears town first, by far. And when Michael Jordan was there, he rented the town for 10 years. And he completely took over the world and the town. But believe you me, as soon as the Bulls stink, people will go right back to football and then maybe the Cubs and other teams.
Yes, Todd.
I say you don't sleep on the San Jose Sharks. They're up and coming. They're, you know, they may pull a cup or two. You got to be patient with them.
Thank you, Todd.
That was not bloop worthy.
No, it
was just a little side, you know.
That was a poob. Take one back. Poob.
Poob.
That was a blooper.
I do like their logos, though, with the shark biting the stick. That's always been a cool logo.
Thank you. Seton, poll question for the final hour, then we'll take a break. We got Brian Cranston set to join us.
Well, Dan, we got a couple of results here for you.
Oh.
Right now, most overblown story this weekend, TB12's parenting struggles at 56%, followed by Kyrie no-show at Drew is 40%. I was going to put a best all-star event because we just sort of hit on this before.
Yeah.
Is it slam dunk contest, home run derby, or the three-point contest? Right now, it actually looks like the poll results are giving the middle finger because the home run derby is at 73%, followed by the other two at 16 and 10.
I don't know what it is, but the most interesting part of the home run derby is the little kids out in the outfield running around.
Smashing into each other.
Yes.
Throw the ball in.
I got to be out in left field for home run derby for a little while when it was in Milwaukee.
Were you pushing kids around? You're like, you're probably 46 years old then.
I'm not pushing them around. I was just positioning myself.
Were you a grown man with a bunch of kids?
Yes. We were there at the All-Star game, and I was out there, and I said, can I get a glove?
I don't think I remember you going out there.
Yeah.
I was in my cups, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, Todd.
And there's always that inexperienced camera person where they think they're showing it's going to go all the way across the street, and then it's just a little fly out, and the 12-year-old caught it like in front of the warning track.
I always had warning track power. All right, we'll take a break. More phone calls coming up. We're back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. With summer vacation season now in full swing, it's important to protect yourself from identity theft while you're traveling. And one of the most widespread risks to personal information to watch out for, pickpocketing. Credit card, social security number, you got your driver's license. Identity thieves have all they need to use your identity. Identity theft. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. Protecting your identity can be easy, but you have to sign up with LifeLock. LifeLock detects and alerts you to potential identity threats you may not spot on your own, like crimes committed by thieves pretending to be you. If you do become a victim of identity theft, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. And no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but it is easy to protect yourself with LifeLock identity theft. And right now, join now. Save up to 25% off your first year. Use the promo code Patrick, 1-800-LIFELOCK or LifeLock.com, promo code Patrick for 25% off. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save up to $800 on select Sleep Number smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This family takes turns turning heads, brains, beauty, and athleticism. All they need now is for you to drive them off the lawn. The Mercedes-Benz family of SUVs, family of unrivaled vehicles, waiting at your local dealer. Saw a picture of Bryan Cranston. He was playing softball over the weekend. And I went, oh, my God, what happened to Bryan Cranston? Like, he let himself go. You guys saw the picture. Let's take a guess. Did Bryan Cranston, is he on hard times? Did he let himself go? Or is this a role? Todd, I'm going to start with you.
I gave this some thought, and I put down a frustrated longtime college professor slowly going insane, realizing he's been wasting his time. Today's students simply don't want to learn anything new. They just want their degree and a six-figure job expected to be waiting for them as soon as they graduate.
No, you gave this a lot of thought. Seton O'Connor.
I gave it much less thought, and it's much more superficial.
Okay.
I think he's it's like a post-retirement David Letterman biopic.
Oh, he's going to play Letterman?
Yeah, post-retirement. When he grew the beard out.
All right. Marv?
I gave it little thought, too. I was going to say Mark David Chapman, current day, and kind of talk about what went into the John Lennon murder.
Damn. Paulie?
Even less thought. Unabomber 2.
Okay. Let's bring in Bryan Cranston, the great actor who joins us now. How would you describe your look there, Bryan?
Well, DP, I'd probably describe it as an old lion being eaten by jackals. Okay. Thanks for all those Unabomber and David Letterman things. No, I am doing a show. I'm doing a show. Actually, I'm in really good shape. I dropped a lot of weight. I'm now at 169 for my 5'11 height, and my nutritionist says I'm still gaining in muscle. So, hey, at 66, man, I can't argue with that.
Okay, so what's the role you're playing?
I can't tell you that. It's a little bit of a secret.
Is this the Better Call Saul appearance?
No.
Have you already shot that?
Yeah, we already shot that.
Oh, okay.
Aaron Paul and I were whisked away in the darkness of night, truly, flown in secretly.
Really?
Got into an SUV, driven to an Airbnb, and told we can't leave. He had the upper unit, I had the bottom unit, and it was like, that's it. We stayed there for 4 days, with the exception of sneaking off to the stage to shoot our scene.
Why the secrecy?
Well, because you know, I guess they just didn't want it to get out. You know, you want it to be nice surprises. Then all of a sudden, we heard the executive producers just saying, "Yeah, they're going to be in this." Oh, I guess we can let this out now. Yeah, so.
What role do you play in the role that you'll play in this cameo? Like, are you allowed to say to Vince Gilligan, "What about this?"
I play the role of Walter White in
No, no, no. But you're the input of being Walter. You know what I'm talking about, Dan.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. No, with someone like Vince Gilligan or Peter Gould, who co-EP Better Call Saul, you just have complete trust in them. You know, you just say, where do you want me to go? I'll show up whenever you want. And they protect the characters and the storyline so well that you don't have to ask those questions. Just do what they ask.
How hard is it to get back into that character?
You know, it was a little interesting, but once, you know, I mean, it's like if you sit behind that microphone with all your, you know, your action figures and play dolls there, you know, you sit back there and all of a sudden you go, oh, I know this. I know where I am. And you feel at home.
But I'm not acting like a great radio host. I am a great radio host. There's a difference.
Well, there's one adjective that might be replaced in that sentence. I'm not one to say, might be superlative.
Okay. So a good radio host. How's that?
Or it might even be better than great. I'm not saying one way or the other. I'm non-committing.
When does this episode come out?
You know, I don't even know.
Is that a secret as well?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
Because we had to go when both Aaron and I were free in our schedules, and that was April of 2021. So we were in for 4 days, and because we shot everything out of sequence, I don't even know what episode it was that we were in. I don't remember.
When did you guys decide that you wanted to go into the tequila business or mezcal?
We're in the mezcal business. It was 3 years after the end of Breaking Bad. We didn't see much of each other for those 3 years because, you know, life happens and you go your own way. And we were at a sushi bar in New York City, and we said, man, I miss you. I know. What can we do? And this is the difference between men and women. Women are so much smarter. They say, I miss you. Let's get together and have dinner and things like that. But men, we go, we got to play golf, or we got to do tennis, or we have to have a business together. We can't just see each other. So we started a business together because we wanted to spend more time with each other. But we're glad we did, because Dos Hombres is just crushing it.
Good for you. We're talking to Bryan Cranston. He's in Jerry and Marge Go Large. That's on Paramount Plus. With Annette Bening,
and yeah.
It's actually an uplifting story, right?
You know, it's just this is the movie that I wanted to do coming out of the lockdown. I wanted to feel more of a sense of community and connectivity with people, and to be uplifted. And it's like I didn't want to feel that oppression anymore. And this movie, Jerry and Marge, it really is. It's a sweet one, man. I'm telling you. Guys, if you sit down, watch it with your lady, you're going to have a good time. And glad that you spent the 90 minutes.
Also, if you haven't seen Annette Bening in The Grifters, do yourself a favor and watch her and do some research there. Watch her in Grifters, Angelica Houston, John Cusack, some great stuff. Yeah. How would you rate your performance in the Celebrity Softball game?
I would give myself maybe a B-. I, you know, Adrian Beltre came up and he was trying to crush it. And of course, whenever you try to crush anything, you foul tip. And he fouled one off and I ran back and it hit in the heel of my glove and I dropped it. And that was embarrassing. I was catching at the time. And then the second time I thought, if he does that again, I am getting that ball. And he did it again, and it went over by the third base coach's box, and I ran my ass off. I got over there, and I caught it to finish the inning, so that was good. I also caught a fly ball in left field. I got one base hit, fielder's choice. And then at the end, last inning, we're down by two runs, and the umpire, the ball comes in. I lean back a little bit because it would have grazed my chest had I not. I lean back, drops down, and he calls it a strike, which gave me the perfect opportunity to go bananas on the guy. You know, it's like I said, you know, I did a little Billy Martin and Earl Weaver job on him. I dusted him with some of Dodger Stadium's finest and then threw a bucket of bubblegum at him, and you know, it's like, and then J.K. Simmons came in and tried to get me to calm down a little bit. But I even had people then say, "Man, you were really mad," and I go, "Really? That's what you thought? Wow, okay."
Did you who did you want to meet with these celebrities there? You know, when celebrities get together, you guys all act like you know each other, or you should. You're all in the same sort of, you know, fraternity or something.
You know, I'm a huge baseball fan, so I was jonesing out on Big Poppy and Beltre and CC Sabathia was really cool, and the guys I played with, Sean Green and Andre Ethier, former Dodgers, yeah. They were great, and it was really fun. You know, was great. It was Hunter Pence is a good dude, even though he's a Giant. You know, at heart, I didn't like that.
Yeah, he got booed, I think.
And deservedly.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. And Jenny Finch wasn't pitching the way Jenny Finch pitches, right?
No, I mean, I think, who was it who came up to bat? I think it was Adrian Beltre came up to bat once, and she did one pitch as she would pitch that ball. And I go, man, I'm glad I wasn't catching that. Because that thing, man, she hums it.
Are you in New Orleans?
I am. I'm in New Orleans.
And the last time I spoke to you when you were in New Orleans, you were doing a series.
Yeah.
You said it was a one and done series. You said, you know, my son dies at the end. Of course, we're not going to do another year of that, a season of that.
Well, first of all, thanks for giving away the ending for those who didn't see the first season. That's really appreciative. Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Yeah. Are you doing a second season of this?
We are going to do a second season.
Oh, all of a sudden, I'm not the idiot that you called me.
I never called you an idiot.
It was inferred that I said, oh, you got to do another season. And then you're the one that said, my son dies at the end.
But I never said that on the air, did I?
I think you did.
Did
but,
I?
I mean, you should still watch the series. I thought it was really well done, Your Honor.
Thank you.
So you're going to do another. Is that why you're, is that the look here, Your Honor? Are you on the run in Your Honor?
You know, your journalistic probative questions are really starting to sink in here. This is really, really good. I'm not at liberty to discuss that. It is a highly kept secret here in the entertainment world, and we keep those, you know, close to heart.
I respect that.
I appreciate that.
All right. Well, yeah. It's great to talk to you. I'm glad you survived.
You too, guys. I really, really miss you. When you come out to L.A., let us know. Our friend Steve and I are working together, so please say hello. Come on, we'll have dinner.
How do I find you?
You know, I'm at 555. You got me.
I know where to find you. Know where to find you.
Yeah.
I'll just call Will Ferrell. He'll tell me where you are.
Just call Will Ferrell. I just want to say at this celebrity game, I've at the end of five innings, I was throbbing. My legs felt like dead tree trunks. I have a contusion.
Ooh,
Look at that. I have a laceration and a hematoma. And I got hit in the chest in batting practice by Anthony Ramos. I mean, it's like I was getting lazy and throwing the ball and just saying, how am I going to pitch tonight? You know, like then throwing some spins and things. And he connected with a line drive from about 25 feet away and wham, right in my upper chest. I have a big bruise up here. It's nasty business.
Take off your shirt. Let me see it.
I'm not going to take off my shirt. Okay. I know you want to see me with my shirt. I know that.
I've seen you in your underwear.
Yeah, see, it's just what America wants. I can't always give it to you. I have to be a little circumspect.
All right. Great to talk to you. Stay in touch.
You too, ma'am.
Good luck, and I hope things are turn around for you. Thank you, Brian.
Thanks, guys. See you later.
Jerry and Marge Go Large, currently on Paramount Plus with Bryan Cranston, one of the great actors of our generation, and with Annette Bening. And going to reprise the Walter White role for, we don't know, but with Aaron Paul, they already shot that. I just finished the final episode of season 6 with Breaking Bad, or with Better Call Saul. Yeah, Paul.
I got this is IMDb, but the Better Call Saul episode that Bryan Cranston's in is in the next 2 weeks. It appears to be like July 25th or around there. It's expected to be in one of those episodes. So in the next 2 weeks, that's what's scheduled. The Bob Odenkirk show?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a couple places I checked. That's cool.
Better Call Saul's great. Bob Odenkirk's wife in Better Call Saul almost steals the show. She's great. I think her name is, it's R-H-E-A. Is it Rhea or Ray? Not sure which, but she is really wonderful. And Better Call Saul, really well done. All right, Paulie went to the movie theaters, and he was surprised at the accommodations there.
This is going to sound so bad. I haven't been to a good movie theater. I've been to some, like, old, junky mom and pop movie theaters.
Yeah.
I've been to a good one in about 7 years. And I was shocked by the seats, the audio. Now, the popcorn was fantastic. The seats were fantastic. The audio, it was probably 40 degrees in the place. The candy selection was horrid these days, at least at the place I went to. They had like four choices. But the seats, you could recline back. You could put your feet up. I saw a guy bring a blanket, like an actual blanket in a gym bag.
Well, it's cold enough in there.
Yeah.
Do you ever have snow caps at any other place than a movie theater?
No.
Right? I'm
Goobers?
Goobers I might have elsewhere.
Okay. I've become a big popcorn guy. I know that's not exactly like, you know, the most out-of-the-box thing, but I really enjoy a gigantic box or bag of popcorn at the movie theater.
And they always make it so salty that you got to have something to drink with.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Wonderful.
Yeah, Morph.
I only do ices at the movie theaters.
The Slurpees?
Yeah, the Slurpees, whatever you want to call them. It's popcorn, goobers, icy.
Yeah.
Yes, Todd.
And it's not particularly healthy, but in recent years you have access to the butter machine. Usually you tell them how much butter you want to put on it. But if you want to load that up and be disgusting and clog your arteries, just go squirt it onto the thing.
Oh, I didn't know you could do that.
Oh, yeah. You go by where the napkins are and stuff, and there's a thing, and you could just squirt to your heart's content as much butter as you want.
Yeah, Marv.
All right, Frissy, don't say squirt anymore. All right, so anyway, you say, hey, I want a large popcorn, halfway, fill it halfway. I butter it after halfway, give them the rest. They'll fill up the rest of the popcorn, and then you put the butter on top of the top of it.
I put no butter, no salt on it.
Dry?
Yes. Yeah, but there's still salt on it. Just saying that it's there, but it's that, you know, it's like, And then if you say, let me have a small, but a small is like a small garbage can.
Yeah, it's massive. Yeah. Massive.
That's small?
Better be for $13.50 or whatever the small starts with price.
Yeah, Paul.
I have a quirk. I don't know if I told you guys before. I do not watch the previews when I go to a movie theater to the point where I don't sit in the room in the theater while the previews are going. Because the previews these days, they basically show you the movie 80%. And then you're like, well, I've seen 80% of it. I've got to go see the other 20%. They spoil a lot of movies for me. I do not watch the previews whatsoever.
Oh,
I think I'm on an island there.
I like going to see the previews more than I do the movies sometimes. Mm. Previews are great.
They are great, but they spoil a lot.
No, they're there to tease you a little bit, where you go, oh, what's this movie about?
And I wet your whistle.
Yeah. Yes, Tony.
I'm one of those annoying people, though, at the end of each preview, I'll say loudly to my wife, I'd see that. No thanks. That looks terrible.
I did that the last time that I went with my wife, when we went to see Top Gun. And then it'd be done with that, and I go, I'd see that. What do you think? Yeah, I'd see that too. Yeah, Mark.
Yeah, they're so good. And the rom-coms, when the beginning of Train Hey Soul Sister starts playing, like, oh, she was a girl from the wrong side of the tracks, and she meets him.
Hey, Soul Sister.
You know. That song's in every single rom-com. Or, oh, the sad of it is I see in you. That's in every 90s rom-com.
All right.
I'm going to take a break here.
That's good.
Seems like
kiss me.
Todd's got some competition here.
I think he's right on. That's like three of the songs in every soundtrack.
Take a break. Last call for phone calls after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is the Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of the Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Last call for phone calls, what we learned, what's in store tomorrow. I was over on the golf simulator. I'm trying to recreate the putt that Cameron Smith had on the 17th hole, where he putted it around the bunker and got up there and ended up with a two-putt. Actually, that would be a one-putt. That was the key. He had a lot of one-putts there, whereas Rory two-putted everything. All right. By the way, what movie did you see when you went to the theater and you got to sit in those great chairs?
This Day in History? This Day Sports History you want to hit? The movie I saw, it was called Where the Crawdads Sing, Dan. Where the Crawdads Sing.
Abandoned as a girl, Kaya raised herself in the dangerous marshlands of North Carolina. For years, rumors of the Marsh Girl haunted Barkley Cove. Drawn to two young men from town, she opens herself to a new and startling world.
Yeah.
In a world.
I guess it's based off a series of books that my wife read, and I agreed to go to see a movie, and I assume we'd see Maverick. Knowing me, that we go see Top Gun.
But you haven't seen Top Gun yet?
No. Oh. And that was the one I was planning on.
Wow.
And then somehow I agreed to Where the Crawdads Sing, which I thought was going to be about Cajun food or something like that. And I was like, all right, sign me up. Is it about Anthony Bourdain when he worked in the Big Easy? Sure. I'll watch that.
Mm.
It wasn't about crawdads at all in Cajun food.
Mm. Sorry to hear that.
Yep. Took the L.
Yeah. This day in sports history, Paulie.
I got this day in television history to start.
Okay.
18 years ago, Blank premiered on HBO. 18 years ago, this series, Blank, premiered on HBO.
The Wire.
Entourage.
Entourage.
18 years ago.
Wow.
Yeeks. This day in sports history, Ty Cobb got his 4,000th career hit. He had 4,191 before he retired in 1928. 1964, Pete Rose of the Reds hit his only grand slam of his career. And Jack Nicklaus in 1985, Jack Nicklaus' son, made his tour on the PGA Tour, made his debut on the PGA Tour.
On this date, 1921, Babe Ruth hit a home run estimated to be 560 feet. I don't know about that. Shouldn't you be able to go back in history and be able to tell how far somebody hit a home run? Isn't the longest home run ever hit by Willie Stargell? Follow me on this. In Cincinnati, I think he hit a home run out of the ballpark at Crosley Field, and then it went into either a train car or a truck, and then that kept going. So it went
all the way to...
Yeah, like it could have been, he hit a home run that was 100 miles. Am I just making that up? Yeah, Paulie.
That's one of them. Stargell also has one that he hit.
Well, that was at Three Rivers. Hit it in the upper deck.
Yep, he has one at Montreal's Olympic Stadium, they say, was the record for that ballpark.
No, but isn't there one where Willie Stargell hit one and it ended up in a train car, Seton?
Well, I'm seeing here that there's one from a AAA player from the Denver Zephyrs. Mm. He hit a ball 582 feet.
Yeah.
I got Ted Klazuski hit a home run to straightaway center. This is according to the Cincinnati Inquirer, that went to a oncoming train car and kept on going all the way to Louisville.
Okay, then that's it. It's Ted Klazuski. My bad.
Theodore.
Yeah.
Smashed.
Clue used to wear sleeveless.
We did a look in on that.
Yeah, and a big gun. He had Fritzy guns. Yeah, Ted Klazuski. Yeah, he hit it into a train car, and then it went to all the way to Louisville. Longest home run ever hit. Let me see. Jesse in L.A. Hi, Jess.
Hey, DP.
Hey, bud.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Calling in to give my best and worst of the weekend. My best, as you mentioned, I went to the Drew League game. I had to scalp a ticket, but to see LeBron play that up close, because you're practically on top of the court there, it was pretty incredible. He went out for 42, and I was telling Marv the sound when he walked in, there was like a buzz and a roar. And I imagine that's kind of what it was like in the 60s and 70s with Ollie whenever he walked into any room. And that brings me to my worst. That ticket price, those scalpers, they smell blood in the water. I was going to buy a ticket to that All-Star game, or at least the Derby, but I got to sit this one out. But,
how much?
Thanks, man. You guys are the best.
Jess, how much did you spend?
$600. And Drew League tickets typically go for 100. But as soon as LeBron hit the name, or his name hit the books, it was just like scalpers were just out and about. They were out for blood.
And everybody thought that Kyrie was going to play?
There was a buzz that he was going to play. A lot of people were kind of disappointed. But I, as soon as I found out why he wasn't there, I was like, oh, that's pretty cool.
Jesse, thank you. 600. You know, but that's an experience. You know, you get to tell people, and I went saw him late in his career. He's at, you know, Drew League. Uncle Drew not there for the game, but he was, I guess, coaching at a girls' camp, basketball camp. Yes, Todd?
I just prefer where he can't help that, an expensive experience that goes to charity as opposed to some kind of sleazy guy at a street corner that just raised the price from $100 to $600.
We don't know if he's a sleazy guy.
Or sometimes there's some questionable
character. Might just be a good businessman.
Could be. He got the $600.
Todd, what did you learn today, Todd?
You're not surprised that Nationals outfielder Juan Soto turned down 15 years for $440 million.
I'm not. And it sounds crazy to say that, but I think it would be probably a bargain for the Nationals. Seton O'Connor.
Paul took one for the team this weekend.
Yeah, let's see. Crawdads or crawdaddy.
And like the book better.
Yeah. Marv.
The Bay Area is currently a basketball town.
Mm. Paulie, what'd you learn?
Fall starting is the narc of the track and field world.
Todd, what did I learn?
We all learned you would like Live Golf to at least play legitimate golf, not be so gimmicky.
Yeah, just make it the same as the PGA Tour, same rules. So people probably watch. Hottest rookies, biggest superstars, all-time greats. Only one place to collect them all. Panini Trading Cards, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Instant classic autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, and more. Start or continue your collection now at PaniniAmerica.net. Thanks for the phone calls, emails, tweets, the all-around support. We'll talk to you on Tuesday. Have a great day, everybody.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.